So the Ninevites worship the fish god, right? And if you look at the letter N in Ninevites, right, the letter N goes back to snake and fish. The root word, the root letter, the root meaning of the letter N goes back to snake and fish. Now, what I'm going to tell you is very deep, and I've never heard any preacher preach on it, so you need to listen if you want to see through this thing. So, through that, from Genesis until the Bible was compiled, there was like hidden codes everywhere. Everybody had their own language. Everybody had their own little codes. You could call, you know, piecemeal. It was piecemeal, right? And if anybody doesn't know what that means, piecemeal means the pieces of the pie. I actually need to be nicer to the unsaved. I actually need to be more kind to the unsaved because they really can't hurt us. We're seated in the heavenlies. They're in the earth. We're in the heavenlies. They can't really touch us. They have none of their curses, none of their games. They're all using the natural plane. Even the witches or warlocks trying to cast a spell or something on you, you're covered by the blood. They can't hurt you. Anyway, we are our own worst enemy because God, if it wasn't for God, God's pulling you up. So back to what I was saying about God pulling you up. So God is like the fisherman pulling you up. If you take the letter N and you break it down, you put a line down the middle, separate it. On one side is the hook pulling you down, the devil, the occult. The darkness, the womb, the grave pulling you down. On the left-hand side of the letter N is like, if you separate it right down the middle, it looks like a hook pulling you down. On the right-hand side of the letter N, it looks like a hook, like fishing you up, right? So on the left-hand side is Captain Hook, pulling you down into sin, to the womb, to death, to misery, to darkness. On the right-hand side is the hook, pulling you up into light and righteousness and truth. And you're moving from piecemeal to wholeness. And so on the left-hand side is peace, pieces of the pie. Before the Bible was complete, we have the complete, compiled Word of God. Before it was completed, though, we saw pieces of the pie. And now that's why he says rightly divide the word of truth, because you can read pieces of it. But when you rightly divide it, you can see the whole. You put all the puzzle pieces together to see the whole pie, you know. So I did an AI search on the occult symbols of the different organizations. There was like five major ones, you know. And I said, give me an example of their symbols, you know. Their letters, their symbols, their dashes, their hearts, their shapes, their code or whatever. And the sad part about these occult people, see, Lucifer might give them some Lucy light from the dark side, but they're only getting piecemeal. They're divided in their mind. They don't understand oneness in Christ. They don't understand oneness in Christ. And so the Ninevites, when Jonah came out of the fish's mouth, God knew it. He knew they worshiped the fish god. So he smelled like a fish walking. The fish spit him out. And so the hidden code is Jonah was mad at the... He was mad because God was getting ready to save the Ninevites. And he was like a little selfish little child. So when we go into the world, and God told him, he said, they don't even know their left hand from their right hand, Jonah. Why don't you care more about that little juniper tree than you do the souls of humans, you know? And so when we go and we reach our hand into the dark side to yank some people out,
We might get a few scratches or whatever. Get cut a few things, cut or ripped a few places. But you know, Jonah, he survived the fish. He survived out there under that little tree. You're gonna make it. You're gonna survive. It don't matter if they lie about you, gossip, backbite, makeup stuff. You're gonna survive. And even if you don't survive down here, absent from the body, present with the Lord, you have to remember, they don't know the word. They don't know their Bible. They're not saved. They're lost. And we know their games. You know, we know they just want control. They want to be like the Pharaoh. They want to use the world, the flesh, the pride of life to bring you into bondage. But you're free in Christ. And you set up boundaries. And I watched something in the business world where a lot of the managers who finally rise above the whole thing in the business world, they realize that every employee under them has their own agenda. Whether it's a full-time job, part-time job, second income, whatever. Even when they're doing business with other people outside, the contractors, everybody's got their own agenda in the business world. So you know that every human being, and here's how you can forgive people. Every human being has their own agenda down here. Whether it's right or wrong, it doesn't really matter. Your agenda should line up with the scripture. But not everybody's going to have that agenda. So there's really no reason to be mad or upset or been out of shape, because you already know that most people are either greedy or selfish. Your ex might have been just... I had one of my exes, the only reason she got married is trying to get pregnant. All she was caring about is a baby daddy, it looks like. And she didn't care about me. She didn't know me. She didn't know me. She didn't care about me. She didn't care to know me. It was all about her agenda. Have these goals in her life. It didn't have anything to do with me. It was her goal. I had my goal as the head of the house, but she didn't want to follow that. She had her own goal, you know. And that's all right. She probably didn't learn a lesson. She probably still doing the same thing. And my goal was to get her to rightly divide the word of truth, get her to be stable, and get her mind right. She was in Lululand. That's all right. God will save who he wants to save, and he'll let whoever. But the more they attack, the higher you rise up. So Captain Hook, the left-hand side, is pulling people down into the occult, into the darkness, into the dark side. I'm glad God saved me before he revealed to me the hidden meaning of these letters and shapes and words and all. Because I was saved, so I wasn't going into the Lucy light. I was trying to decode and show the esoteric people that it all pointed to Jesus. I know how the esoteric think. They're in piecemeal. They think their little code is, they think they're like gods, little gods. They think knowledge will get them saved. They think that gnosis and knowledge and code will save them. Code ain't gonna save nobody. Only way you're going to get saved is receive Christ into your heart by faith. You're going to have to get saved. You're going to need to be born again. And so you have the power. You have the truth. You have the Holy Spirit. You're sealed. And so once you see the biblical code rightly divided, John 3:16, Romans 10:9, it's compiled. There's no... Let's say you do see 666 everywhere. I remember seeing 666 everywhere. Well, I can tell you that's just the flesh mind. That's the AI flesh mind. From your elbow to your fingertips, it's nothing new, nothing crazy. It just means your flesh is nothing but sin. Your man is making an image
of himself in the flesh mind. And so that's why computers are little digits, zeros and ones, and the word digit goes back to the finger. So man is making images of himself, whereas God made man in his image to be spiritual, to be born again, but man is making everything in the natural, synthetic or fake. And so these little fake flesh minds, these flesh mind programs, they're low level. The flesh mind is just a program. It's low level. It has nothing to do with walking in the spirit.